right into the mic. We could have roll call, please. Bill Lockyer. Bettina Redway for Bill Lockyer.
John Chung.
Good morning.
Anna J. Montesantos.
Cynthia Bryan for Director Anna Montesantos.
Everyone being present, we'll move to item two, which is approval of the October 27th, 2010 meeting minutes. Are there questions or comments from board members or from the public? There are none. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. We'll move to item three, Executive Director's Report. Mike Paparian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a job promotion to tell you about. Leosha Eves, in the front row there, wave Leosha, was recently promoted. She was one of our office technicians. She was recently promoted to an analyst position. She started at CPCFA as a student assistant several years ago and then left for some other agencies, including the state lottery, before returning to CPCFA. She'll be handling a lot of the meeting oversight for our authorities, as well as assuring that the bond documents and other documents resulting from actions the board takes are properly prepared and validated and circulated and all the good things done with them that are supposed to be done. I've got a lot of good news about the CalCAP program. I'm going to try to be brief because I know you have a very heavy agenda over at CATFA. Yesterday, I approved the enrollment of the 500th loan in the CalCAP Air Resources Board Clean Diesel Loan Program. That loan was for a borrower in Los Angeles to replace a 1998 truck with a much cleaner 2008 model. To date, we've enrolled over $26 million of loans in this program, and it's continuing to go strong. We received our state funds for CalCAP that came through the state budget, and with these funds, we've increased our contributions to loan loss reserve accounts. We're anticipating, on the federal funds that I've been talking about the last few months, we're anticipating getting the application to apply for the $84 million in federal funds sometime in the next few weeks. Speaking with a representative of U.S. Treasury later this week about the status of the application process. I'm also working with other states and some national banks on ways to standardize programs across states so that the national banks are more comfortable utilizing the programs. We're continuing to recruit a lot of new lenders in the program. In recent weeks, we've signed up a couple of banks. We have a couple more ready to submit applications, and we have a CDFI from the Fresno area ready to submit an application. We're expecting to see a steady stream of new lenders as more of them develop an understanding of the program. I'll talk a little bit more about bonds and the Cal Reuse programs next month. We're continuing to chip away at our $1.5 billion in carry forward allocation we received over the past couple years. We have a couple of very large projects pending, including the CalAg project that's on the agenda today. We also have potentially a very large water-related project, which we're hoping will come sometime in early 2011. I'm required to tell you about contracts I've signed up to $300,000. I have two to report on. I assigned our annual rent and security contract with the Treasurer's Office for $112,950. I also signed a contract for $38,500 with Forest Economic Advisors LLC for work related to analysis of a feasibility study for CalAg, and we'll be talking about that one in a few minutes. So that's my report. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Just clarification on that second contract, we will be reimbursed for those costs out of the transaction?
Yes, okay. Yes. When the deal closes, we're expecting reimbursement on that $38,500. It's up to $38,500.
Okay. Are there any other comments from board members or from the public? If not, we'll move to item four, business items. So item 4A is a request for approval of an interagency agreement with the Treasurer's Office. Donna Yee, this is the support provided to us, right?
It's annual. You'll probably see similar things on other agency agendas.
I think you need to
touch
push the
red button. There you
okay.
go.
And then you need to lean into it. Okay.
Staff requests approval of an interagency agreement for fiscal year 2010-2011 between CPCFA and the State Treasurer's Office to provide administrative support services, including budgeting, personnel, accounting, and other admin support services to the authority in the amount of $377,472. The Executive Director has authority under a resolution to approve contract amounts up to $300,000. This year's contract amount exceeds the limit, therefore require board approval. Staff recommends approval of the attached resolution to authorize the Executive Director or Deputy Executive Director to execute an interagency agreement with the State Treasurer's Office for the fiscal year 2010-2011 in the amount of $377,472.
Great, thank you. Are there questions from board members?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Are there comments from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you, Donna. We'll move to item 4B, which is amendments to the CALCAP regulations. And Kamika McGill is presenting them.
Good morning, Kamika McGill with CALCAP, CPCFA. As we've been telling you the last couple of months, CPCFA CALCAP is the intended recipient of about $90 million from federal and state funds. However, receipt of these funds will require us to change our existing regulations. Staff requests approval to file emergency regulations amending the existing CALCAP regulations to expand access to benefits of CALCAP, primarily by increasing qualified loan size and qualified business size. Upon approval, staff will proceed concurrently with emergency and permanent rulemaking process. Prior to these changes, staff reached out to CALCAP lenders to let them know about these exciting new changes to the program. On October 21st, staff held a lender roundtable call to provide an open forum for our lenders to discuss the upcoming funding changes and proposed changes to the program. Approximately 40 people participated in the roundtable meeting, and we've received nothing more but positive and excited feedback from our lenders. Therefore, staff recommends adoption of the resolution to amend regulations for the CALCAP program and authorize staff to undertake emergency and permanent rulemaking proceedings and other actions related to CALCAP regulation revisions.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from board members or from the public? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
All those in favor, motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that resolution is adopted. Thank you. We'll move to item 4C, which is an amendment to modify an infill grant award under the Prop C 1C program for Thomas Enterprises, which I believe is the SAC rail yard project. Excuse me, the Sacramento.
Good morning, Diana Michelson with Cal Reuse Program for CPCFA. You have before you a request to transfer a grant from the original grantee, S. Thomas Enterprises of Sacramento LLC, to the successor and new owner of the property, IA Sacramento Development LLC, the new applicant. Thomas was awarded a $5 million grant on November 19, 2008, and at that time was also conditionally pre-approved an additional award of up to $9,760,716. The rail yards property was offered as collateral on loans, and when Thomas could not repay the loans, the lender, which is IA Sacramento Rail LLC, recorded a notice of default, and the new applicant acquired the property. Thomas and IA Sacramento Development have requested that the grant and the conditionally pre-approved additional grant funding be transferred from Thomas to IA Sacramento Development in order to keep the project moving forward according to the original plan. The new applicant has assured staff that it is committed to finishing the Brownfield infill project and the infill development project as outlined in the grant agreement between Thomas and CPCFA. Cleanup of the central shops area is nearly complete, and the $5 million grant funds are nearly all dispersed. Attachment A of the staff report that you have in front of you provides an overview of the Brownfield project as well as the infill development project. Staff has reviewed the new applicant's responses to the questions contained in the legal status portion of the application. No information was disclosed that raises questions concerning the financial viability or legal integrity of this applicant. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the resolution transferring the previous infill grant award for the project from S. Thomas Enterprises of Sacramento, LLC to IA Sacramento Development, LLC.
Yeah, if you could, yeah, introduce yourselves for the record, or if you have any further comments.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Could you just introduce yourselves for the record so we know who's sitting?
Sir.
My name is Dean Sturmer. I'm the project director for Inland Sacramento Development, LLC, based in Oak Brook, Illinois.
Thank you for coming.
And I'm Richard Rich, Thomas Enterprises, the development director for the rail yards.
Thank you for coming also. Okay, well, are there questions from board members? I'm pretty fully briefed on this. Or any questions or comments from the public? Or do you all have anything you want to add? No? Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll move approval of the staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you very much. I'm glad to see that everything's moving along smoothly over there, one going forward in some direction. I think then we move to item 4D, which is approval of final resolution for Cal Ag. Yes, really be close. So we are not awarding allocation today, but we are doing the final resolution, proposing to do the final resolution for Cal Ag.
And also, you'll note on the term sheet for the final resolution, we had not identified the trustee as yet, which has now been selected, and so the resolution will need to reflect that it's going to be U.S. Bank National Association.
Okay.
Doreen Smith with CPCFA, and I'll let everyone go around the table and introduce themselves.
Robert Fair, Orrick Harrington Bond Counsel.
Stephanie Hansen, Stone and Youngberg Placement Agent.
I have to press the red button.
Margot Karoff, Capital Strategies.
Greg Lewis, Forest Economic Advisors.
Les Uni with CalAg.
CalAg LLC and or its affiliates, including CalPlant 1 LLC, requests approval of a final resolution for an amount not to exceed $175,300,000 to finance the construction of a facility to utilize waste rice straw to manufacture medium-density fiberboard. The company is coming to the board in two steps to seek approval to issue tax-exempt bonds. The final resolution is requested today, and the volume cap allocation request is anticipated to be presented at the December 15th meeting. The reason for the two-step process is due to the size of the bond and that it is a private placement. The bonds will be issued following SIDLAC's guidelines for unrated non-credit enhanced deals. The bonds will only be sold to qualified institutional buyers with a minimum denominations of $250,000. Today's request is for approval of the final form of bond documents that will be used to market the bonds to potential investors. The company anticipates requesting volume cap allocation at the authority's December 15th board meeting once the investors are known and named pursuant to SIDLAC's rules for private placement. CPCFA has hired Forest Economic Advisors, an independent consultant, to conduct a review and verification of a feasibility study regarding the project that was prepared for the company. Forest Economic Advisors reviewed the company's report to determine the reasonableness of the findings. The consultant's report corroborates the company's assertions, and a summary of the report may be included in the final placement memorandum for the proposed bond issue. Staff recommends approval of final resolution number 511 for an amount not to exceed $175,300,000 for CalAg LLC and or its affiliates.
Great, thank you. Are there questions or comments from board members or from the public? Thank you all for coming. I know it's been a long, we're waiting for December. This is very exciting, so I look forward to this deal actually closing. Is there a motion?
Move approval of staff recommendation.
Okay, so that is a motion to approve staff recommendation with the amendment that Sherry, inclusion of the trustee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you very much. We'll move to item five, which is comments from the public. Hearing none, this we'll move to item six, which is adjournment, and I think CAFA will start in about 5 minutes. Thank you.